Radio 1.
Hello again. You're listening to the news at 1. Ukraine has acknowledged that some Russian gains have been made amid fierce fighting in the eastern city of Bakhmut. Meanwhile, the head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog, Rafael Grossi, has this morning visited the Russian-occupied Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant, where he warned of increasing military activity around the facility. Médecins Sans Frontières has also highlighted that its work on the ground has been made impossible in areas of Russian military occupation in Ukraine. We've been speaking to Enzo Porpiglia, MSF's field coordinator in Ukraine, about the current situation, in particular in the east of the country.
In this moment, I'm in Slovyansk, and I'm working in an area which was heavily affected by the conflict. The population, the civilian population, is suffering mostly of the lack of primary health care. Mainly, and so chronic disease, they've been definitely spread over the area, but also there is a lack of emergency response in terms of facilities, medical facilities that have the staff to treat severe cases and traumas.
And is this the result of a combination of factors? Presumably it is, destruction of healthcare infrastructure, absence of medical personnel on the ground, shortages of drugs and equipment?
Definitely, yes. We are testimonies of this lack of support of civilians in terms of medical care, but also because of the conflict and the proximity with the front line, the medical personnel is leaving the hospital, is changing the areas, so the population that remain in the cities close by the front line, it's suffering of this.
I mean, is it actually possible to provide healthcare in such close proximity to the fighting that we're seeing in that part of Ukraine?
Is extremely dangerous, but we know as a Doctors Without Borders, this is our mandate, so we try as much as possible to be close by the civilian population. We also provide medical supplies to facilities that are still running, or we try to support the population with the medical supplies.
And what about the situation in the Russian-controlled areas? Is there access to those areas? What's the picture there?
Unfortunately, no, we don't have the access on those areas. Even though we tried several times, we don't have access. So we don't know exactly what is happening on the other side of the front line.
So what are you saying then? What is MSF calling for, Enzo?
We want to just raise attention on the fact that this conflict has a huge consequences of the civilians. We think of both sides, but of course what we are testimonies is a huge impact on the healthcare system of Ukraine, but also on the civilian population. So we are definitely concerned about the raise of tension and the raise of violence in the area.
And particularly injuries that are caused as a result of the fighting to the civilian population. What are you seeing there?
I think we are definitely testimony of this. We are running an emergency department in Konstantinivka, and we are keep receiving civilian patients and casualties from Bakhmut, which is the main battle at the moment. And we see them victim of the huge use of artillery that is in Bakhmut, but all over the front line.
And what about supplies of equipment and drugs, those vital humanitarian supplies? Are they coming through in sufficient quantities?
It's very difficult to send them in areas where there are active fights. It's extremely difficult. Just for you to know, we are sending tomorrow a donation to Avdiivka, which is going to be one of the biggest battles in Ukraine in the future. We expect this. And we are sending supplies through authorities that they have blinded cars because it's extremely dangerous to reach the area.
And that's Enzo Porpiglia from MSF in Ukraine.